it's, and you got to have a creative eye, you know, think outside the box. You don't need somebody telling you exactly what, you know, they can give you a look or tell you how they want it to look, but to have that creative, that artist part, you know. I can hang the picture on the wall, but I can't make the picture.
That is a perfect analogy of my world. you know, tell me where you want it and what colors and this and that, but you got to come to me with some decent art because that's not my specialty. So, yeah, I agree. It takes a really, really good, well-balanced person. And being artistic, man, that's the gift right there.
I can't paint the Mona Lisa, but I can tell you what it's where it's going to look the best in the surroundings. You know, that's. I wish I knew. I would not be living in an apartment because they pay way better than an editor. They get, you know, they get double the money.
You know, that's. I kind of get it, and I kind of don't, because, you know, I know what it's like to tinker with both of them, and being an editor is not easy. You've got to have skills to do that, too. It's not just plug and play. It takes a lot of knowledge and a lot of patience, and I envy what you do. You're doing stuff that makes me bewildered sometimes.
Well, okay, I'm the ringmaster of a circus. I know everything that goes on, how it has to get to me. I can line them all up, and then I know how to put it together so you're entertained. But I could never tame a lion. I could never be a clown. But I can ring them all together and put on a good show.
There you go. Crazy stuff, man. It's pretty cool what you do. I'll just leave it there. I got to learn a lot more about it. I'm going to jump off. I just wanted to see how the yeah, I wanted to see if I could talk. I wanted to see how the system was working and how that link was displaying. So everything's working good, but thank you again for your help, mister.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for the code there. Yeah. All right. Well, you're going to go to $8 tomorrow, then that'll be kind of good because I can test the back and forth. Because I think that one is totally ready, port forwarded. I think we set it all up.
Yeah, I think so, too. Last time, did you get the cradle point when it was on CaveNet system? Were you arriving at that on the WAN?
Yeah, I had it because we got the cradle point. We put it online. We thought we solved our problem, and it was working. So our status page could talk to it, and it worked, and I was able to SSH. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, it died again. So we, you know, you got the SIM card, and we went up there and put it in. And when we went up there, we still could not get it to reconnect to their. And that's when I determined it's probably their switch went bad, a port went bad, because we weren't getting any information from their switch.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And Monique's been wonderful, but, you know, I feel for her. She's in the same boat we are. You're trying to go up and down that mountain multiple times to solve a little problem like a bad port and a switch. That's daunting. So definitely not upset with them, ever. But, yeah, I think you're right. Okay. The Phoenix Cradle Point, I need to go up there and enable the WAN access. I think that's our problem at the moment. So I'll have to figure that out, and I want to protect the port, so I'll see if we can configure a different port number than the standard.
Yeah, I will send you a recommendation like I did with the other ports. Works out great. All right. Keep me informed. I'm shutting down everything here to Shark Ninja in Orange County, so get a disconnect from them. All right, I'll talk to you later. WRTX 950.
All right, mister. I'll talk to you in a little bit. WRCD 602, thanks.